We're talking with Mike Perry, who is one of the early Des Moines Area College employees. And tonight, Mike, what I'd like to know from you is, what were some of your early challenges as the evening dean?
First of all, when I accepted the position, there was not any student services available in the evenings, and there was not much support for the evening faculty. And the bulk of those were adjunct faculty. And I had been a supervisor before, but it had been basically in student services and had grown from director of counseling advising and counseling advising placement in the information center. And then other student-related things were added and changed the title to director of student development. And then I was asked to take on the evening weekend dean, and that also included off-campus credit. Off-campus credit meant that we offered evening classes at local high schools, basically in the communities of the counties we served where there was not a campus, as well as some other sites in the more populated greater Metro Des Moines area. So I had the challenge of supervising evening, because at 4 o'clock I became the chief operating officer for the district and had to supervise not only the student services and the faculty part of the instruction part, but also security and maintenance and custodial and all those services that went along to make the campus run. And then being two places at once to try to be on campus and supervise that. And the evening enrollment at the Ankeny campus was the second largest enrollment of the district, right behind the day at Ankeny. It was larger than the other campuses that existed at that time. And at that time, there wasn't a West campus and there wasn't an attendance center at Ames. So there were 500 evening students at Valley High School in West Des Moines and 700 at Ames High School. Then also, I think one of the big challenges was sort of being like a stepchild, because the other deans had their disciplines, their academic disciplines, and so their jobs were somewhat different than mine, but I also had to hire faculty for the off-campus and supervise those faculty. And, of course, our guidelines were that you had to observe any new adjunct faculty at least once during their first semester of teaching. So I spent a lot of time on the road with that. The plus to that, going along with the challenges, was that you were pretty much your own boss, because there wasn't anybody around in the evenings or weekends to turn to if you ran into a situation, emergency, or a discipline problem, or something like that. You had to handle it on the spot. So I grew rather rapidly in that, I think, and we worked very hard to develop a full-service campus in the evening. And we added persons who specialized in financial aid and counseling and advising and placement. And we had counselors and advisors on duty at night to work with prospective students as well as current students who were working during the day and going to school at night. We also had a person who could deal with student accounts, so students could make tuition payments and pay their bills, etc. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, thank you very much. That was okay. Exactly 4 minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your answer. Bye-bye.